This is the story of a man. Not a wise man, just a man like you or I. This man's name is Frank. There's something you should know about Frank. Frank had delusions of grandeur. While Frank believed that he had the brilliance of Einstein, the inventiveness of Tesla, and the strength of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Frank was actually afflicted with the intellect of Dan Quayle, the creativity of Al Gore, and the grip of Bob Dole. We never said this was going to be a pretty story, folks. Pass the frijoles. Pass the frijoles. Pass the frijoles. Por favor. Frank also envisioned himself a great orator. Frank believed that he was like E.F. Hutton, and that when he spoke, people listened. What Frank didn't know was that E.F. Hutton filed bankruptcy sometime in the mid-1980s. Yes, Frank's speaking skills weren't great. He was often as incomprehensible as Bill Murray's character in Caddyshack. This might have had something to do with Frank's legendary tequila binges. You see, Frank's drinking was in keeping with that of Ozzy Osbourne, Anna Nicole Smith, Vince Neil, and the rest of Motley Crue. That's not to say that Frank's habits mirrored those of the people I just mentioned. Frank actually drank as much as all those people put together, and Frank didn't exactly partake of premium tequila like Cabo Wabo tequila. No, Frank often thought that quality was overrated and quantity was underrated. So Frank drank nothing but Jose Cuervo. Now, I understand that many of you may actually like Cuervo. To you, I apologize. Not for my cups, but for the hangover you're going to have.
Pass the frijoles!
Now, this was not the extent of Frank's delusions. He also fancied himself a gallant knight riding a fiery steed. He believed that his fiery steed, which he named Ralph Ramirez, blew smoke from his nostrils on every 13th stride. Unfortunately, Frank's fiery steed was neither fiery, nor was he a steed. You see, Frank wasn't wealthy. Frank didn't have a college degree. Frank worked weekends at the Burger Palace in one of the poorer sections of Pasadena. So Frank couldn't afford a horse. Instead, Frank owned a Huffy which he procured from a dumpster in Petaluma. Now Frank's Huffy was no average Huffy. No, Frank liked to trip his ride out in style. Frank had a car stereo complete with 6x9-inch speakers, a graphic equalizer, and XM satellite radio. The only problem was that Frank's Huffy had no chain. Frank had to waddle his way up hills and coast down them. This made for slow going in the desert, or at least until Frank came to the Golden Corral.
Pass the frijoles! Pass the frijoles! Por
Frank was pissed as a peckerwood when he ran into that cuckoo bird in the Mojave en route to the Golden Corral. The fowl that committed the infraction of cracking Frank's side view mirror had no idea what kind of captain he was dealing with. Anyone, or anything for that matter, would never go overlooked in such an event. So Frank thumbed his library of remedies for such a situation in that frijole-sized brain of his. And he decided after pummeling the cuckoo into the end of its life to hang it on the noose around his neck. And the ancient mariner, Frank, graciously glided great glaciers of sand alone aimlessly for 13 wretched days. Now, as time went on, Frank noticed an emptiness within him, a yearning, if you will, an unquenchable desire. Yes, Frank was hungry. And what better place to meet the needs of the stomach demons than within the walls of the Golden Corral? The Golden Corral was well known all over Nevada for their Spanish rice, burritos, chimichangas, and tamales. But what Frank really loved about the Golden Corral was their frijoles. Their frijoles were the stuff of legend. Some believe that Custer would have survived the Wounded Knee Massacre had he just had some of the Golden Corral's frijoles. Not because his men would have been mighty warriors for eating them. The Indians wouldn't have been able to get close enough to ambush the cavalry due to the stench.
Pass the frijoles, pass the frijoles, por favor.
On the flip side to the benefits produced from the consequential output of eating frijoles, some have speculated that the stench can cause a greenhouse effect and essentially be a catalyst to the global warming issue via the burning ozone hole in the sky. The first concern that surfaced regarding the global disaster indeed could have been due to Frank's filthy fragrance forged from the bowels of the Grand Canyon back in the fall of 62, 1862 that is, when chasing down that bastard Pancho. Needless to say, Frank and his frijoles habit go back a long way. In a lingering way, actually, rooted in the day that he quit biting his toenails. Frank emerged free from the habit only to gain the burden of constantly searching for the next great bowl of frijoles.
Pass the frijoles, pass the frijoles, pass the frijoles. Service it.
Sadly, Frank never did quite peel that onion better known to shrinks as his psyche. No, Frank never did discover the madness he often found himself in during his frijole eating frenzies. Nope, Frank was rather simple-minded. But he did enjoy a good humor in front of the ladies, such as kindly asking them to pull his finger. And when they did pull his finger, they certainly did melt. Literally. Sometimes, Frank would notice after staying in a town anywhere from Tahoe to Deadwood to Mobridge to Orange City, that people would stare and snicker and sneer at him. He didn't know quite exactly why. He just shrugged the suspicion off on his way out of town shortly thereafter. Maybe they didn't like his horse. I mean, after all, who's ever seen a white horse with a big green spot on his back before? Frank would rationalize to himself that the small town types were just not culturally sensitive to his horse. Or better yet, the frijoles in this town stink anyway. While dining at the Golden Corral, Frank's mind drifted back to the time he was forced to do battle with Beelzebub the evil armadillo. After several hours of battle, Frank finally vanquished Beelzebub. As a condition of his release after surrendering to Frank, Beelzebub provided Frank with the answer to the ultimate question of the universe. 42, Beelzebub told Frank, but he refused to reveal the question. Interestingly enough, 42 is actually the number of frijoles Frank was able to ingest before they began to take effect.
Pass the frijoles, pass the frijoles, por favor.
Yeah.
Shortly after leaving the Golden Corral, Frank noticed that his bowels were beginning to bulge. This grinding he felt in the pit of his intestines was overwhelming. Unfortunately, Frank found himself in the middle of the desert with no access to any gas X or even baking soda for that matter. Now, had it not been for the buildup of fumes in Frank's bowels, the trip through the desert and this story would be much longer. Fortunately for us, unfortunately for Frank, the donkey knocking at the back door was about to be released. When the valve finally did give way, this gave Frank's ride an unexpected boost of velocity, the likes of which haven't been seen since the land speed record was set back in the 1960s. When the sand had finally settled, Frank found himself stranded in the heart of the Texas Panhandle, just outside Dumas. And it was here that Frank would meet the love of his life. Well, at least the second love of his life.
Pass the Frijoles, pass the Frijoles, por favor.
As Frank rode into town, he noticed that Ralph Ramirez's tires were literally shredded. Distraught, Frank walked into the local tavern. He was hoping to find another bowl of frijoles. Instead, he found Maria. Now, Maria was a vision of beauty to Frank, mainly because she was carrying a large bowl of frijoles. Frank promptly asked this vision of beauty to dance. She smiled meekly and accepted. Unfortunately, no music was playing, but Frank's engorged bowels provided the backbeat. Many have pondered the makeup of this woman's constitution, because as they danced, flies were dropping from the stench. It was about this time that Maria noticed a look on Frank's face that she immediately recognized. Having served thousands of customers for frijoles over the years, she quickly realized that Frank was about to evacuate his bowels. Maria quickly rushed Frank to the restroom in the back of the tavern. Frank got to the commode in the nick of time. When Frank's bowels finally released the load of fully digested frijoles, his relief was unparalleled. Unfortunately for the tavern owner, so was the devastation. When all was said and done, there was a basketball court-sized crater where the tavern once stood, with only Frank and Maria left looking into each other's eyes. Maria quizzically asked Frank, "Are you okay?" Frank simply replied, "My love, I think I just passed the frijoles."